Support for this episode is brought to you by listeners like you at patreon.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS PM, what does the number mean?
Dunaway joins us.
Or Dunway. I left an A out.
Dunway.
Dunway. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode. On this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. This is the PM edition of the show, but it's actually happening in the AM. So it's real jacked up today.
Very AM. I mean, we could tell people that, you know, we were originally planning on recording Film Sec, as we usually do Saturday mornings.
Yep.
Randy is coming back from his trip to Hawaii, to the islands, Mon.
Yeah.
However, he's stuck at LAX waiting for a piece of luggage still.
Yeah. So we decided, he's still there looking for luggage.
What? Let's do the aforementioned and promised TMS PM now, and then we'll record Film Sec.
What do you reckon's in that luggage? Pineapples?
Something contraband, right?
Oh boy, right?
Yeah. What do you not?
A couple lays.
What are you not supposed to leave Hawaii with? What can you? Well, what's the rules?
If the Brady Bunch is to be believed, a tiki, a little tiki idol.
Tiki's, yeah, right.
Okay, that makes sense. That voice you hear, by the way, is the one, the only Brian Dunaway. He's our little middle chair today because again, we're all around to do Film Sack, so why not just bring him over and have him hang out with us? So, Babel Royale's own Brian Dunaway. Whee!
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
The answer is...
The answer is nobody wins anything today. That's right. It's a normal edition of the sort of shortened PM edition of the show that we do for a fifth episode of the week. Sorry about yesterday. Long story. I don't want to get into it, but we're back. We're back at it. And and also, chat room, thanks for just all swarming in here on a whim. Because
it
this
really
is,
was like, you know, a minute. We said, oh, let's do this. All right, I'll tweet about it. Boom. And then you guys all filed in, and you're awesome.
People all over the world throwing down their cereal, turning off their cartoons, and running to Twitch.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Dump the cereal on the floor.
No, just
use those shredded wheats anyway.
Just put a little. I like the idea of making a trail, though. Like, take your shredded wheat or your sugar pops or whatever and just lay them out in a nice little, you know, stream row, make sure the cat's in the kennel, and then you can find your way back to your cartoons when we're done here. It'll be fine. Brian, we didn't have a chance to check in on your weigh-in yesterday. First of all, it doesn't matter. I don't care about the weigh-in. I mean, I do, but what's up with Justine Bateman's look-alike?
She's still not there. AJ is still not there. And that is her real name, by the way. I'm only going to give her first name, but it's AJ, which for me, of course, stands for Alternative Justine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so what's, did no one said why she's not around?
Like, no, but I didn't ask. They've got the other regular woman who works there is the person who usually weighs me, or has been usually weighing me since AJ's been gone. And then there's like two other ladies. I think because it was the first Friday after the first of the year, they were really ramping up the number of people in there in case they had a huge turnout for people with their New Year's resolutions, right?
Like, right.
I'm going to join Weight Watchers and I'm going to lose some weight until January 15th when I'm going to go back to my usual.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's a really good point because this is the time of year when everybody, you know, is back on their wagon, I guess.
Right.
So get ready for them, I guess. That's cool.
Exactly. But yeah. I still didn't stick around for the little touchy-feely meeting part.
And how'd you do though? How's your numbers?
Well, all right, let's take into account what happened this week, right? Okay. We had New Year's Eve, and I don't know if you know this, but alcohol has calories, and a lot of calories in alcohol.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, each drink, even if it's like a vodka soda, which is the clearest liquid you can have with like nothing but vodka and basically club soda, that's still like 2 or 3 points.
Oh, geez.
Alcohol is nothing but sugar, right? It's this fermentation.
Right, exactly.
And so that has a very calculable calorie count, and it's always there.
Yeah,
exactly. So I drank a lot of calories on New Year's Eve night. And then the next day, I went to, or even actually even before that, a couple days before that, I was in a macaron making class, making and eating macarons, right? and then the next morning after my after drinking all those calories, we went to a family brunch and got silently judged by the family and ate more macarons, something called an egg bake, and a French toast casserole, which again,
yeah, that'll fill you right up.
My points. So I was completely prepared when I stepped on that scale that it was going to be a plus number. I was amazed and delighted to find a minus number. I lost 1.6 pounds on this unholiest of weeks.
All this talking that you're going to freaking... I thought the big dump at the end of this information was going to be I gained 15 and it's back to the hard, the grindstone.
Thank goodness I had a big dump at the end of all that information before the weigh-in.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's okay.
But yeah, so I lost...
Are you concerned that was water loss due to the alcohol consumption?
Could be.
You're welcome.
Yeah, like it really dehydrated me. You know, that totally could be. Mm. But it also, in the past week, I've increased from doing the daily Bowflex business to alternating Bowflex and the new recumbent bike that we got from my aunt and uncle. Mm. And and playing that that Rush game. Although... I had to stop doing the Oculus Go on the recumbent bike because I upped the workout speed. And as soon as I started getting sweaty, I said, well, this isn't going to work because it's going to make this thing all gross.
True. Yeah.
It also fogged up the lenses a little bit. So I'm like, okay, back to just having the iPad on there. So I've been watching a show that I'll be recommending on Recommendals next week on the iPad. But
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it's a show that right now is facing a ton of controversy.
Oh, let me
think. And that's the only thing I'm going to say about that.
A ton of controversy. And it's a show, it's a TV show, not a movie, right?
It's a TV show, not a movie.
All right,
and
it's not Bird Box.
I'm enjoying it, but there's a little dark underbelly to it.
Mm, I like some dark
I'm
underbelly.
I'm tuned in now. Mm,
yes.
Yeah, me and Dunaway are going to figure out the hell that is and watch it ourselves.
Hey, you... While we got Dunaway here, here's a kind of a fun thing.
All right.
That I just thought of.
Okay.
So last night when I couldn't sleep, I pulled up the old iPad, jumped into Netflix and pulled up, because I wanted something familiar that would help me fall asleep. I didn't want to watch something that I really cared about.
Yeah.
So I just want to watch like comfort food, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I pulled up the third Austin Powers film, Goldmember,
in which I think
they finally just gave in and said, all right, Mike Myers, you can play every single freaking character in the film.
Just be everybody. Sure.
Just do everybody.
Yeah.
But
and that's your comfort food? I'm just saying. Okay.
That is my comfort
finish
food.
Your story. Yeah. Finish your
story. So do you remember, I don't know how long it's been since you've seen that film, but the film opens up with Austin Powers on a movie set where they're filming the Austin Powers movie.
Mm.
Right, right.
And they've got actors playing Austin Powers and Dixie Normus and Dr. Evil and Mini-Me. Do you remember who all those actors and actresses were?
None. I was talking yesterday with a friend of mine. We saw some pop vinyls and there was Austin Powers. And he says, oh, I asked him, when's the last time you watched Austin Powers? He said, like, last week. And I said, last decade. I don't know. I don't remember any of those.
Huh.
Scott, you?
I have no idea. Goldmember is like the... I have no memories except Michael Caine is maybe in it or something.
Well, Michael Caine is his dad, Nigel Powers.
Right.
Basically playing Alfie.
Right.
Alfie several years later.
And then there's the big fat bastard guy that wants to eat everybody or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Oh, everyone likes their own brand. anyway, Tom Cruise is Austin Powers.
What?
In the film.
That makes sense.
Film.
I remember that now. I remember that now.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is Dixie Normus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danny DeVito is Mini-Me.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And good old Kevin Spacey is Dr. Evil.
Oh, Kevin Spacey with.
And it made me think to myself, how bummed I am that Kevin Spacey decided to release that weird video as Frank Underwood a few days ago. It would have been so much better if he would have released it as Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
He's going to channel one of his past characters.
Yeah, he may as well have. Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird thing, wasn't it?
That was a really weird thing.
It's a weird thing to do on a day where he was facing brand new accusations that were on tape. Yeah. Like there's video of this stuff. of him groping exactly. some busboy or something, and so his answer to that is to get into character and do it.
Yeah. Right. But remember weird. Why you love me?
Is he on like nope. yeah. he must be weird... on is he on like suicide watch or something? Like something's going on with him.
It obviously comes from a place where he's making the decision without talking to his quote unquote people first.
Yeah.
to see if it's something you should do.
Yeah.
But it is a weird like it just obviously, you know, bottom line is it makes it sound like he's just not taking this seriously. I mean, if this was like, all right, if Alec Baldwin, after he got arrested for, what did he just recently hit somebody's car or
right
some sort of road rage
glass
thing?
Glass yeah like
that was a long time ago though wasn't it yeah that was years ago wasn't
that was like
it?
A year ago
oh, no there was something that he just did recently oh. hold on let me yeah
it's so hard to keep up with all the things he's doing.
Baldwin.
He's such a beast.
He is kind of a beast. Alec Baldwin. Here
he's
we go.
Kind of beast.
Alec
parking
Baldwin.
Spot. What is the deal here?
Altercation. Parking spot altercation.
There we go. Oh, parking spot jokes. Trump impressions. What? So, I don't care about that.
yeah.
Can't find it.
But anyway. But, so that's a. Here we go. Dispute over parking space in Manhattan. A charged with assault and harassment Friday following a dispute over a parking spot. Now, oh yeah, that's right. I did forget John Florida, 1968. Steven Spielberg was the director of Austin Pussy. Quincy Jones, he jumps out and starts dancing with Quincy Jones, and Britney Spears for some reason is in this as well as a fembot.
Wow.
All right, back to Alec Baldwin. So Alec Baldwin coming out and doing a little video as Jack Donaghy. After this, I think is okay.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even Jack Ryan or something like you saw me in The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
Now you'll see me in Hunt for Parking Space.
Yeah.
Manhattan.
Exactly. You can do that because you're talking about a thing that isn't it isn't you grabbing some dude's noodle.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
is the difference you sexual assault versus you're an a-hole in a parking lot. Is a different level. It's just a different level. It's like,
right.
It's the same reason he can't go, you know, Cosby can't get on and go, hey, freaking,
you know? Here I am in prison. We're going to learn about ourselves today.
Right. oh, my gosh.
Pee Wee Herman could have done this after the whole movie theater.
Oh, actually, he could have. I would have loved
He could
that.
Today.
He kind of did.
Right.
He could today more than he could then. People shunned him real hardcore then, but.
Yeah, I think it's a difference between abusing yourself and abusing someone else.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, Paul Rubens, and again, this goes way back, but like in you know, maybe a year after this happened, MTV had him on as a presenter on one of their awards shows, and he came out and said, "Hi, heard any good jokes lately?"
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Poke fun at yourself. You got your weaknesses. You're kind of an a-hole in public, whatever. That I'm fine with. But if you're like a freaking...
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey thing was bad timing, poor taste.
Bad everything.
Poor taste. Bad.
Not the right response.
No.
There you go.
I did get to see The Ref during the holidays, which is one of the great Christmas movies that we never mention.
Yeah,
Dennis Leary, yeah. Yes. And it's great because there's lots of reasons why it's great. But he also, I feel like you can watch it, even if you have some problem watching Kevin Spacey performances now, like they don't sit well with you or whatever. That's one I feel like you can because he is such a freaking weasel cheese in that movie.
Yeah.
He sucks in that movie, and so you're okay kind of hating his guts.
Either of you
I
ever seen
his Lex Luthor?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, it was all right.
Either of you ever see Baby Driver?
I did,
and I hate that I want to go back and watch it, but I was watching it. I watched it like the day before all this stuff came out about Kevin Spacey, so any future viewings were...
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll be fine with it. I don't. So I'm not one of the. Yeah, I don't get all hung up on this whole idea that I can't ever see any one of these people in a thing again. Like if Filmsack came up more like, hey, we need to do that one where, Cosby goes into space. What was that called?
Leonard Part 6.
Yeah, if we ever get around to Leonard Part 6, yeah, we're watching it
soon on Filmsack. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Oh, of course we would watch that. So.
They should make him watch that as part of his punishment.
I mean, it frustrates me that a guy as talented as Kevin Spacey is such an a-hole. Like, it of course it bothers me, but, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, I'm in no mood to go watch past seasons of House of Cards.
House of Cards.
I just, I mean, why would I, it's just not in the mood. right?
I think it's the difference between Kevin Spacey being the the top actor in something versus being like a supporting actor or making an appearance in something. Like seeing him in Austin Powers is like, all right, well, he's a dick, and I guess he's kind of playing Dr. Evil here, so that seems appropriate. Mm-hmm. But
I was not surprised at all when stuff came out about Kevin Spacey. I was devastated and would not believe for a very long time anything about Bill Cosby, because that was a stone in my life growing up.
Oh yeah,
the Cosby Show and what it meant to me and what family meant and how a father should act. And then to find out it was in direct opposition of that.
I'm still mad at him for that. I have personal anger toward him that has nothing to do with the horrible things he did, which sounds petty, but I memorized all your albums. I sat around doing the freaking Noah's Ark thing with my friends for hours and hours and hours. We looked at you and said, oh, now that's a guy who can transcend race and all big issues of that, and can take it all the way to the top, and then can show everybody this example. And he had that fatherhood book, and I'm like, this guy, I'll admire him till the day he's gone. What a sad day that'll be. Nope. He's a rapey rapist the whole time. Raping everybody. Always raping. Ugh, such a bummer, man. Such a bummer.
Yeah. What's our take on... So we can't watch House of Cards. What's our take on American Beauty? Can we watch Kevin Spacey...
I couldn't watch
mess around
American
with
Beauty
a,
before.
Underage Mina Suvari at this point?
I don't know. See, that would be hard for me. That movie's already hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of need all the actors to be in good standing for the movie itself to then sit on its own and just know that they're all portraying terrible people. Like, to know that he's kind of that way in real life, minus the murders and things or whatever happened. I forget what happened in that movie. I guess he got killed or whatever. Spoiler. But yeah, like, I think I would have a hard time with that. Like, The Usual Suspects, if he wasn't so pivotal.
That's good.
It's, of course it's good. It's an amazing movie. It's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. He's such a weasel because
he turns out
to be a weasel. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you think he's one thing at the beginning of the movie, and he turns out to be something way far more dastardly, which is kind of like real life.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when we all, the four of us, the Film Sack crew, not too long ago anyway, watched Seven. And I didn't have a problem with that. What happens, Kevin Spacey, because he's a freaking murderous butthole in it, and so it's fine.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me to go watch Lomax or Five Axe or what was his name?
Oh, K-Pax.
K-Pax.
I forgot about K-Pax.
Yeah.
If you want me to watch K-Pax, where he's like this mystical hero guy.
He's an alien, right?
Yeah, I forget that. No.
Well, I think forget that for other reasons. It's just not, I just remember it not being a very good movie.
Well, that's true. It's not a good movie. There's no question about that. But, well, anyway, this has been a fun little discussion about this.
Yeah, and you know what? Look, there we go. We talked movies, and we got our movie quota done for Film Sector.
We got our weight loss discussion. It's all good from here on out, everybody. So now we're going to do this. All right, that music means it's time for us to review things on phones. And Dunaway's going to join us to do this week, which is going to be fun because he's coming at it from a very Android perspective, which we get accused of not having very often. So we're glad to have him doing that. Now, I'll start, like I often do, with a recommendation of something that I may have... I want to preface this by saying I may have recommended this before, okay? I'm not 100% sure if I did or not, but I think I might have. If I did, it's okay, because this is me having stopped playing that for a long time and then rediscovering it.
You know, the great thing is we'll get to hear that again in a Jamie mashup at some point.
Probably. 2019 best of. That's where it will show up. Anyway, it's called Hades Star. Hades Star, H-A-D-E-S apostrophe star. And it's a game available for all iOS platforms and probably on Android, although I have still not looked that up. But here's the deal with it.
It is on the Android.
It is basically a top-down 2D space game. Yeah, that's right, everybody. I don't want to freak you out or anything.
What?
But it's this beautifully rendered, lovely graphically made game. Like, you know, the, if you zoom in on the planets, they're rotating slowly and they're very detailed. And
oh, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a very pretty game. But basically, it's a build your space empire game from a touchscreen perspective. And I think it's extremely well made. And I liked it before. What I really liked about it now, or like most about it now, is when I fired it up, it went, oh, you've played this already. And we see it's associated with your Game Center thing. You want to re-log in and do your old game. And so even all these months later, I wish all developers would do this because I reinstalled it on a new phone. It just picked right up where I was before, and that's awesome. So
excellent.
You mine resources. You scope out new planets and new systems. You sometimes encounter pirates or opposition from other factions. You defeat them and try to take over their resources. You run missions with, like, escort ships that earn you money, and they can do that both in real time and when you're not playing. Some of those missions and that, those mining expeditions and stuff are happening in the background. So when you come back, it'll give you a little report about what you earned while you were gone. You can build new kinds of ships. New hulls mean bigger ships, bigger capabilities. Like, everything you're thinking a game of this type should have, it has. Some have said, well, this sounds like Eve or something. I played enough Eve to know this is different than that. This is a much more accessible than Eve Online, but it's also, there's no real online component per se. It's pretty much kind of a single player experience. And it's just got, I don't know, all that stuff I like. It's just got a little taste of it everywhere. And the music's really cool, and it's got great sound effects if you're into that. And as a phone experience, it's pretty great. And also seamless integration between my phone and tablet, so anytime I want to switch back and forth, it just does it. It's not a big deal. All the same.
I'm looking at it on the Android Play Store, Google Play Store. It's free there. Does offer in-app purchases. No ads, apparently. So what are my apps that I'm purchasing? Am I purchasing coins to upgrade my ships? What am I purchasing there?
So
if, nice faster with 8 space coins.
That's right.
If you want to, you can buy the credits in the game. Like, that's a purchasable credits thing. If you buy space credits, then those credits can be used to buy more stuff more quickly. So really, you just kind of, you could hurry up your game, I guess, by having money sooner and that sort of thing. But I haven't spent a dime, and I don't, it's never pressuring me to. There are no ads. It never says, hey, do you want to spend money on this? Like, it's very, what's the word?
Quiet.
What's the word? There's a word for this. It's very...
It's polite.
Not equitable. Polite's a good way of saying it. Maybe a better word is, like, ethical. It's an ethical...
Oh, ethical.
Ethical. Okay.
Ethical free-to-play ethical gaming model. Yeah, I like ethical gaming. I'm a big fan of that idea. And they do really well here with that. It's also just very... Like I said, it can be very passive if you want. You don't have to... You know, it's not the kind of game you just have to have your face in all the time. And it's just... I find it cathartic and relaxing and super chill. Like, I think space video games, even when they involve combat, I think they might be my ASMR.
They relax you, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
They really put me in a place, and I don't know
this
why.
And this is a really dumb question. Like, it's going to sound like such an innocuous question, but it really makes a difference to me. Mm. When you play this on a tablet, does it play in horizontal, or does it force you into vertical?
Good question. I haven't put it on the tablet in a while, but I want to say all vertical. Maybe it doesn't, though. I could be wrong.
I'm seeing some
screenshots. Okay, good. All the screenshots are vertical, and it's like, that's not how I like to play games on my iPad.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the big-ass iPad, and that's an uncomfortable way to hold it.
I kind of agree. I just can't remember last, because it's been on my phone mostly, and I can't remember what I did last time it was on my iPad. But
Now, do you have what size iPhone?
I have phone?
Yeah, phone. What size is the iPhone?
I have the new R, so it's whatever that is.
I have the 8 Deluxe model, whatever it is.
Right. 8 Plus. No, what you have is the 8 Plus.
I was asking because...
The 8 Plus is the same as mine, except mine's taller. That's the only difference. So the same width, but taller screen. Yeah.
There's a lot of tiny elements in this game, so I was just curious how that plays out on a...
On a smaller phone.
You're not wrong. That's a good way of putting it. There are tiny, I guess that's a good way of putting it, tiny elements on the phone. It's just, but you zoom in, pinch and zoom to everything, and it gets real big.
Oh, okay.
So none of it's locked in perspective. Like, when you're looking at that overall view of the system, you might go, oh my gosh, that looks like a nightmare to play this. But you can zoom right up onto a planet And like I'm looking at this planet, I can see little tiny lights going on and off on this landmass where the big cities are, and the world itself is slowly turning, and the clouds are moving independently of the turning, and like they've gotten detailed with it. It's pretty neat. Like this moon right here is just, I can see it moving. It's changing based on where the sun's position is. It's a cool little deal. I think it's a nifty game.
Hades, what am I? Stars.
I'm in the 50s here, just right? Calling it a nifty game. It's called Hades Star, and I love it. I really love it. And if you like space games and you like just kind of drifting off into a kind of a chill sort of, you know, experience, then you're going to like this. It's not a big, loud arcade mess or, you know, none of that stuff going on. I think you'll enjoy it. I know I enjoy it.
And, in-app products anywhere from $2.99 up to $99.99?
Well, they always
what
do.
What are you buying? What are you buying for $100?
You know, they always do that, though. There's always like some stupid
Hades
level.
Himself?
You probably could. I think Hades is the...
It's the place, yeah.
It's not the universe. It's not even the system. It's something you're...
He was the god
of the world. Could be that. Anyway, yeah. It's real good and available now, and is also not that new, but they also keep updating it, so it's very active, well-developed. Developers are active with their community sort of thing, which is great.
Downloaded.
All right. Brian Ibbitt, let's go to you. What do you got here?
I'll go next. Okay. See, this is kind of funny because I was going to play this today and get really good into it in preparation for tomorrow. However, I did feel like I got some good time with it today, and it's one that I am glad I love because it looked beautiful and the gameplay is as beautiful as the look of the game. I should look and see if this is both platform, but the game is called Oddmar.
Oddmar. Oh,
O-D-E-D-M-A-R.
I heard about this.
Yeah. And this, it feels like you're playing an animated movie about Vikings. Oh. It's a platformer, and I usually hate platformers on mobile devices unless it's got controller support or some good way of controlling it. Mm-hmm. This one felt totally natural. Like it says, all right, you'll put your thumbs right here and you'll slide it this way when you want to walk, and you'll slide it that way you want to walk the other way, and you flip up with this one when you want to jump. It feels so natural that like after a second I was not even thinking about the controls for it.
Yeah. This made a lot of people's top three list, by the way. Like reviewers and stuff. People loved this game this year. Or last
I can
year.
See why. It is absolutely gorgeous. We do have phones, but I like a good big beautiful game on my mobile device.
Yeah, this is Apple only.
It is iOS only.
But it is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love this theme too.
Like it's almost like Ralph Bakshi artwork a little bit.
But it's more cartoony.
It's more cartoony. Yeah. It's great. And like the effects, weather effects, and the backgrounds. I don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful game. I'm only really like, you know, half an hour into it, 45 minutes into it, but
this is 100% premium game, right? You just pay for the damn thing and play it.
You just pay for it and you play it. And it's platformer, like all the stuff you love about platformers, finding stuff to jump on to make you jump higher. And,
I must go higher.
Yeah, it looks like it's only run and jump. I haven't seen attacks. Looks like to attack things, you jump on them. But
Look at that. Interesting control system.
You can head over to Midgard. So this is all that. You run into Thor there?
It's total. It is maybe. I haven't run into him yet, maybe. But I bet you could.
Yeah.
But I'm loving this. The primary Viking. He's got these great facial expressions.
Yeah. Right. If you just sit there for a second, he starts roaring and slamming his axe into the ground and eating a carrot and banging his thing on his shield.
So when he jumps, does it always produce a mushroom when he jumps?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know why the...
I love that. I kind of love it, though. It's not a problem. I like it.
Yeah.
So that's where mushrooms come from.
He actually is... What he must be doing is conjuring a mushroom up out of the ground to propel him up, as opposed to really jumping.
That makes more sense.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't know if
it
does.
Well, it certainly does in this case.
Well, I hope this gains some popularity. This looks like a game that would be really great on a Switch or something.
Totally.
Looks like it was written in Unity, so it should have no trouble going to just about anywhere it wants to go.
Oh, you can do that whole thing where you bounce you do the wall bounce, the back and forth wall bounce. Mm-hmm. I just found that area.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Love yeah, that.
Nice. You got to love that. That's a Mario yeah. staple.
Oddmar.
Oddmar. Oddmar. And just gorgeous.
All right. I'll play this game. $5.
Yeah. $5. Worth it. Worth yeah. every penny.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a good recommendation. Brian Dunaway, do you have one today?
Absolutely. I was going to suggest a game, but these fools told me before the show, no, do an app of functionality. And then they come out with these great, awesome games. And so I'm like the only Android person here. So I'm like,
this is what we do on the Android. Mm-hmm. We dick around with our settings.
Sure.
So I'm going to recommend Nova Settings. I picked up Nova Launcher Prime over the holiday season for like, I think about like, couple bucks, like $2. It's usually like $5. And trust me, you will love this if you have an Android device. The default launcher that comes with the Android device is okay, but as you add more apps, it seems to get slower and clunkier. And there used to be Google Now Launcher, which I thought was more streamlined and worked better, but they retired it recently. So I got the Nova Launcher. Mm. And I'll tell you, my phone has never run better.
Wow.
It seems like things launch quicker. It seems like I'm able to navigate quicker. It's just a really slick interface. It allows you to do things.
Who makes this thing? This isn't an official product, obviously. This is like open source, somebody's making
it. Well, yes. It's a company. It's not Google or anything. Nova Launcher is by, I believe, Nova Launcher. I think that's the name of the company. Let me double check here.
Right.
And I will let you know. No, it's Tesla Coil Software. Is the people who do this. There is a free version, by the way. You don't have to pay for the launcher, but the really cool things, like that allows you to resize the icons on the desktop, lets you define how many columns tall and wide that's where you put your icons at. Also lets you do some really cool things from the launcher bar down at the bottom on Android. Allows you to use backgrounds or use transparencies. For that, so it's visually appealing as well. Plus, the thing that I liked, I recently watched a documentary about Google and privacy concerns. And of course, I get paranoid whenever I watch something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of Google knowing everything about me. So this is one of the things that prompted me to move this way, because I wanted to get the Google search bar off of my desktop. I was like, it's too convenient. I used it all the time, and it's tied into my location. It's tied into all these paranoid thoughts I was having. So I switched to DuckDuckGo, which is a search engine. They're a little more concerned about your privacy. And so that's where I started this at. And then I stayed because of all the cool little the cool little things it does. It's a much better experience.
Tom was trying to get me to donate my newduck.com domain to the DuckDuckGo people because they apparently that's a thing. They'll accept duck based domains or something.
Cool.
Yeah. But I said no, and instead I've been drawing ducks on it. So
right.
Sorry, DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. Look, DuckDuckGo is a great place so far that I've experienced, and I've really enjoyed using the service, but you don't owe them nothing.
Yeah, I don't owe them anything. I don't use it either, so right. They're not getting my domain.
But that's okay.
I don't know. Look, right. Someone's got to draw a bunch of ducks. May as well be me.
Right.
Yeah, do it. I enjoy the ducks.
So that's nice. I've always, it's one of the advantages of the Android platform is this level of alternate control over your interface and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's nice to hear, because I hear a lot about very janky ones, especially a lot of the free sort of homegrown stuff, but this sounds like legit. Sounds like a really good one.
Right.
So
yeah, I've used other launchers in the past, and of course you're always concerned because you have to give a lot of permissions when you start giving permissions to launchers, and you don't know who's collecting that data and where it's going and everything. And I still know everything about the Nova Launcher, but I feel a little more secure. Especially, I feel more secure when I pay for something, because I'm hoping that's their business model and not selling my information.
Right. Well, you'd hope so, right?
You'd hope so.
That's the hope and dream for all of us, is that they're not going right. to sell us out the first freaking chance they get.
Absolutely. Oh, you want to buy their information? Sure. 50 cents? That sounds fair.
Yeah. That sounds all right. I'm worth 50 cents, yeah. Right? My info?
I'm worth 50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much would you pay for Brian Dunaway's info? Brian Nibbett, what would you pay?
Oh, I'd go up to 75 cents.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. I might. You would be severely disappointed.
I might part
would
with
I
a dollar.
Would I not get 75 cents worth out of this?
Yeah. You would not get 75 cents worth of stuff. You're like, this is the most boring crap I've ever read.
I'll give you an old arcade token. That's what I'll give you.
Right? I tried to apply for a credit card, and I couldn't even get anything.
Yeah. Well, there's your app recommendations for the week. One of them is even more platformy than that, but that's, what's it called? Nova Prime? What'd you call it?
Nova Launcher Prime. is the paid version. There is Nova Launcher Free, mm-hmm. which you can use.
And Brian's is Oddmar, O-D-D-M-A-R.
Oddmar, yes.
iOS only, editor's choice award. A whole bunch of people love that game. Definitely worth checking out. And then mine was Hades Star, if you want to go to space. All right.
And hell.
Who doesn't?
And hell. We want to go to space and then hell. Check this out.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right. We're going to follow the energy secretary. You never hear about Rick Perry, by the way. In all of this political upheaval these days, he's just quietly off in the corner doing who knows what with the energy secretary job, and you never hear about Rick Perry. I'm shocked by that. I thought you'd hear about Rick Perry all the time. Instead,
he's
it's new
smart.
People
no,
that are
he's,
controversial.
He's smart. He's like staying completely out of the limelight, out of the controversy. He's like, oh, let these other jackasses get written up left and right. It seems like anybody who speaks up suddenly gets indicted for something. So
yeah, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's done it. You're totally right. All right. Well, anyway, this is where we read your Twitter questions. These have come in over time, and also I'm sure some this morning because we put out the word before we started the show. excuse me. We got one here from Jay DeStefano, who says, do you give your animals voices? My cats have British accents.
I would totally do.
Do you?
Yeah. Yes. Daisy, our dog, sounds like, what's the name of the housekeeper maid on Family Guy?
Mr.
Griffin, not home.
Super, he no here.
Totally forgetting.
Esmeralda or something, Grinelda?
Yeah, something like that.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Somebody
in the chat room will pull it up in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Three, two, one.
That's what you've given that dog?
Oh, no.
That's the voice for our dog, Daisy.
No.
Yeah. How about the cat?
We give Inara a voice, although it's just kind of a grouchy, like, you know, I'm sneaking up behind you. You know, that sort of thing. Like. Consuela. Thank you, Widget E33. You know. Even though you spelled it Consolea.
Yeah, nice job there.
In your haste to get us an answer, you misspelled.
I don't think I've done this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll be just like derp 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 for Rainer because she's such a dip.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it like a language. I don't know, or an accent like
this. This goes back to one of my favorite early memories. So I've talked about my Uncle George and how we grew up kind of more as brothers because we were a lot closer in age. He's only 10 years older than me, and we grew up in the same house, so at least for the summers. So we do a lot of stuff together, play video games together, listen to music. Like, he was the one who got me into a lot of the music that I'm into these days. There was a shopping mall near us called Villa Italia. And in that Villa Italia, there was a pet store called Pet Ranch, and in the window of that Pet Ranch was a rhesus monkey named Mohawk. I remember this specifically.
Okay. All right.
And George would have me in tears laughing so hard because basically he would give a voice to Mohawk, and really all he'd be saying is stuff like, oh, those guys are still sitting there watching me. I guess I better scratch my ass a little more. Oh, yeah, right there feels good. Okay.
Yeah.
Nope, they're still watching me. I'll hop up over onto this other shelf. And whatever reason, that just resonates. Yeah. So I guess ever since then, I've always wanted to give my animals voices.
That's what I do as well. I don't really give them any funny voices, but I definitely voice my animals' concerns and, you know, their actions.
Right.
As a smart ass, as I like to be. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I should do this. I just don't know why I don't. Carter did do this thing where she drew all the animals in the house, including our snake, Norman. And she drew them as people, but she drew them as what they would be like if they were people. So Deckard the cat looks like a sneaky jerk, and he's frowning all the time and doesn't like anybody. The snake, Norman, is this very tall, very regal person who's very, you know, has all the physical attributes. And then, you know, Goofy dog-looking boomer and goofier dog-looking, right? You know, like, she nailed it. She kind of got it perfect, but we've never really thought about the voice thing, so we're going to have to...
And next thing you're going to have Carter do is draw you and Kim and Taylor and Nick and herself as animals now. Like, do the opposite. Oh, like
nice. Yeah.
With family household game. With the roles reversed.
That's a great idea. I love that idea. That's pretty good.
Usually my animals start most of their conversations with, oh, look at me. That's usually what, yes, right.
Food. That's what they do.
Yeah, that too.
Don't you just remind me of that stupid dog's life or dog's journey.
Movie. I can't watch stuff like that. I'm interested. I want to watch it, but I just can't do it. I can't.
Oh, really? I can't watch it because it looks like it's going to be absolute garbage.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch it.
Squirrel.
Yeah, I can't watch it. There's no way that's interesting to me at all.
It is. It is really the Bob Saget America's Funniest Home Videos of dogs in movies, right?
Yep. Plus, the trailer says the whole story. It's the entire story.
Yeah.
At the very end, he comes running
about,
home.
It's about the journey.
Whatever, Brian. Shut up.
Whatever feelings I would have felt during watching that whole film, I felt during the trailer, and I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah. Not really into smart.
Did you guys
watch
Incredible Journey or anything like that when you were growing up? You didn't watch all those?
No. Kind of. All right. I'll tell you what I liked. I liked Babe and Babe Pig in the City. Those were good at talking animal movies. Those are the ones you want. Not just because famed Mad Max creator and director George Miller came up with them, but maybe that is why. Maybe it's because that guy's better than everybody else. But Babe's a good movie. Right. That'll do, Pig, that'll do. You know, the whole thing. It's great.
The pig didn't say that.
No, the old man did. The guy who invented warp drive in Star Trek. All right, let's see.
A dog's way home. That's it. A dog's way. No, a dog's journey.
There's one called A Dog's Journey, and there's another one. What
a dog's
is it called?
Way home.
And also, I'm kind of interested in seeing Alpha, which is the first dog relationship with humans. I'm kind of
I've heard good things about that. Yeah.
Oh, what's that show on Netflix called Dogs? You guys know the one I'm
it's
talking
about? Dogs.
Yeah, but this is it like
about
a doc?
Dogs. Got dogs in it.
Is it a documentary? Is it a drama? Like, what is that? Supposed
I think
to
it's
be?
Like a. I think it's like here are a few species of dogs and what makes them cool and fun.
Okay. Well, then sign me up. I'll watch.
That's what I think it really is. Like, we looked at it for a split second to say, is that something we want to watch? No? Okay. Nah, done.
My sister Wendy thinks it's the greatest thing she's ever seen. So,
really?
I don't know how, I don't know, you know, what that means, but she's like, you have to watch it. I'm like, okay, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, Lucky, which says it's different dogs documentary. So, different species of dogs. Okay.
There you go. Nick Gruber, Gruber. There's only one B.
Detonators.
Bring us those detonators. Any updates on the shipping for the playing card Kickstarter? Thanks. Yes, they're continually being shipped. A whole bunch shipped before Christmas. A whole bunch more are being shipped after. They're just continually being shipped, one after the other. If you check the Kickstarter for update, the update page, it'll tell you all about it. But yes, they are shipping constantly. They are just tons of them, and they're a giant pain in the arse, but worth every second. But we're getting there. We're getting there. All right, how about this? Oh, this is a couple days ago. J.K. Grammer, if I were 20 years younger and didn't already have my own parents, would you and Kim adopt me? Sure. Sure, come on in. It's the water's fine. We'd love to have you. Let's get it going. Let's see. How about this?
You have to be a really good artist, though.
Ben Delano says, have either of you, and we'll apply it to all three of us, seen the show Letterkenny on Hulu? I think your Canadian accents need some diversity. I watched Letterkenny when it was a YouTube series. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what to compare it to. It's not like Trailer Park Boys, which is another Canadian comedy thing. Mm-hmm. It's its own thing, but I think I liked it more when it was just short bursts and not a series. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to explain.
I haven't seen it on Hulu. I saw it being advertised, but I haven't checked it out yet. But I've seen some YouTube videos, as you said.
Yeah, I'd play some here, except it's...
I'm looking at it right now.
It's very... It's super languagey, so I can't play it here, but... lots of F-bombs, lots of stuff. Sure. But I think... I don't know. I mean, I like it. I like it. It's good.
Is it just like this is Canadian? These are what Canadians do.
They're Canadian hillbillies. You wouldn't like it.
They are Canadian hillbillies.
No, I wouldn't.
But they're not really hillbillies. They're more like Canadian.
They're not.
Canadian billies.
What no, they're not hillbillies in that sense. Like, hey, Pa, what are we doing? It's not well, like
they're,
that.
They generally dress in a less sophisticated way, if I remember this correctly.
Yeah, they're
but
just rural. They're smart.
Personalities their personalities seem somewhat.
They're rural guys, but they're not stupid or they don't play yokel or anything like that.
Gotcha.
It's just very.
I did like Trailer Park Boys. That one I did really like.
Yeah. And, I could watch that all day.
I'm surprised that I liked it. Okay.
I've seen everything Trailer Park Boys ever put out, and it's ridiculous how much I like that show. Do not show it to your children. Okay? Yeah. Don't do it. Some nasty stuff in there. All right.
Don't do it.
Final question. Got Dead Cells for my son for Christmas, says Chuck B63. Oh,
good for you. Good for you.
He says, I'm playing it too. What tips can you give us? Keep playing and enjoy it because that game rocks. And you'll get better and better.
Make sure you know, in that opening, the more you play it, the better at it you're going to get. And the more power-ups you're going to unlock that you get to use later on that'll help you.
Yep.
And then look online for a couple things like, oh, yeah, there's a hidden thing. If you go left at the starting place, you know, when you respawn, there's something there. And there's all sorts of benefits there. But yeah.
Just keep playing and keep at it. It's really a good. It's one of the. It's in my top three games last year. Loved it.
It is fun. Yeah.
You know what I gave short shrift to in 2018, though, and I feel bad about it. We talked about this on our Boop Show where we kind of did our favorite of the year stuff. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a game called, I just lost the name of the damn thing. Oh, Moonlighter, it's called.
Hmm.
And the game is, it's this cool 16-bit era looking thing, really nicely animated, but... And it's another roguelike. I love those. But
sure. It's
in the daytime, you run a shop and you sell the stuff that you got in the dungeons the night before. So you go out into the dungeons and you fight and you have weapons. You do all of the things you think. And you got to be careful. You don't want to die. You lose all your stuff. It's all very Dead Cells in that regard.
Yeah.
But you're kind of Zelda-like dungeons, going through these things, killing a bunch of stuff, gathering what they drop. Then you take it back home. And you go to your shop, you set up some tables of stuff you want to sell, you set the prices, you open your door, people come wandering in. If they don't want to pay that, you can go adjust the price down or lower or higher, find out that the gems you found are actually worth 500 a piece instead of 20 a piece. So then you start making real money. And then you just run till the store closes, take all that money, go back out at night, fight in the dungeons, bring back more stuff. It's this really fun loop, and I like this
idea of a roguelike flea market simulator.
It kind of is basically. It takes the whole, like, normally in a game like this you go kill a bunch of stuff, end up with a bunch of inventory, go back to town and just sell it to some guy,
right.
Quick sell, like you do in World of Warcraft or something. This decides it wants to go and take you a little bit further and say, hey, what if you were in charge of your own shop? You had to sell the stuff. And it sounds like it could be boring. It's so weirdly compelling.
It sounds like it could be fun. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I really enjoyed Dope Wars back when that was a thing. Played that on my Treo 650 back in the day.
Oh my gosh, Dope Wars. Remember when the early App Store days, they were all Dope Wars ripoffs? There was a lot of that stuff. But yeah, like, that's a fun loop to get into. And when I was playing it again the other day, I went, oh, right, this game. I'd have put this in my top five for sure.
Video games where you sell crap. Yeah.
And that game's on the Switch as well and a super good value over there. So worth getting.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks for your questions, everybody. That's Ask TMS. We do it on the PM edition of the show, usually Friday afternoons. Not today, though.
Nope.
Today is Saturday.
Mixing it up.
It's still morning. Right.
Usually not with Brian Dunaway, but
no.
We'll see.
No, but
we'll
we're glad to have you with us, man.
Anything
you want to say to the people before we kick you out and end the show? No?
Something? Thanks, people.
Where can people find you on the web?
Where can they find you,
whatever.
Brian?
Whatever. If you don't know, if you listen to TMS, you don't know where to find me. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter.
Oh.
It's right?
A good place to
That's
go.
Where yeah. I am. The, as always, that's where I'm at.
The least political account you can follow is Brian Dunaway.
Right.
Yeah. Never talks about
Good
politics.
Luck.
Actually,
no, what's the point?
I give all my political stuff for Scott to say on his political
account. I knew it.
Well, now that now that I have this separate little venting platform, it's been really nice because I can get all that gas out. Just
probably and cathartic,
then
right?
Yeah, it is cathartic because then I can go to my normal account and just talk about video games and art and fun stuff. TV
it
and movies.
Actually, like, it would be more cathartic by the sound you just made.
Cathartic.
Cathartic.
You know, I missed an opportunity here because I should have said follow my Twitch channel because some of these people are watching on Twitch. It's twitch.tv Brian Dunaway.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Not the Brian Dunaway, just Brian Dunaway.
Nope. Just I got that before that copyright guy got it.
Nice. Nice shot. Jerk. Nice. No, well done. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here, everybody. Don't forget this portion of the week's shows is brought to you by your support at patreon.com/TMS. We love it. Thank you for that. Go over there and do it if you haven't. Patreon.com/TMS. Oh, by the way, quick update on Nick's deal
Operation,
with the dog. It's going great. Still working on that goal. And thanks everybody who's thrown stuff at it so far. It's been kind of amazing. But if you still want to do it before it runs out, which will be soon, you can go to frogpants.com/store and you'll see that and all the details right there.
Operation Boomer Operation.
Yep. Operation Boomer Operation. Exactly. Comes up in, let's see, the 10th. So is that next week? Yeah, like soon.
Well.
Anyway, that's it. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter for Brian Dunaway. For Ibbitt, you can find him at Coverville and you can find me at Scott Johnson. All right. Brian Ibbitt, would you please take us out with a song, sir?
Yes. By the way, after the operation, you've got to give him a voice and saying, oh, thank you so much for the operation. I'm feeling so much better now. Barbara wrote in and said, January 6th, which is tomorrow, is the big 5-0 for me. Oh, my God. She's turning 5.
Whoa,
5-0. That's awesome. Crazy. And her diction and her typing is so good. Mm. I've been listening to TMS since the first show, and I love listening to the great songs that you play. If you could play a song for me sometime around the big day, that would be great. Basically, and she followed up to say something about being young at heart or partying or something to that effect. I love bluegrass style and music of the 60s. Not a fan of heavy metal or country. I leave it in your hands mostly. I want to hear my name. Well, Barbara. There you go. Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go back over here to this other window to see what I picked for you. Oh, yes. All right. So this is fun. So back in 2008, Peter Bjorn and John came out with this song called Young Folks. I think they're might be Swedish. Peter Bjorn and John.
Sure.
And it's the one that begins with that one, right?
Okay. Hong Kong Fooey?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Gosh, now that kind of is, yep. Right? Like the Hong Kong Fooey or Turning Japanese. Yep, anyway. Right. A few years. Actually, I guess a year later. So that would have been 2006. A year later, in 2007, it got covered by 99 Red Balloon's own Nina.
Nina, yeah.
Joining with Remmler, Stephen Remmler, who was the lead singer of the band Trio. And you remember their hit, Da Da Da, and like some really weird German stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one used for like a Volkswagen commercial and stuff like that. Anyway, it's the song is called Ich kann nix dafür, or Young Folks, and it's performed by Nina, Ollie, and Remmler.
All right, we're going to play it now, and we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next Monday. Alleine. Part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't meet a lot of good guys these days.